Okay, let's review Pesach and Daf Chavav. In the previous Daf, we learned a version of the Machlokes Abaye and Rav in a case of Lo Efshar V'Kamachavi, and the Hanar from the Chametz is unavoidable, but he intends to benefit from it. According to Rabbi Huda, who normally doesn't consider Kavanah to be a factor, so Abaye says it's Mutter since it was unavoidable, and Kavanah is a non-factor. Rav says it's Asr because Rabbi Huda is only unconcerned with Kavanah when that leads us to be more Machmir. But in this case, taking Kavanah out of the picture would lead us to a leniency. So in today's Daf, Abaye and Rav each show the source for their opinion. Amar Abaye, Mina Aminah. Abaye's source was that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would sit in the shadow of the Heichal and benefit from the shade, apparently when it's not possible to avoid since there was nowhere else to teach everybody about the halachas of Yantif, and a person intends to benefit, it's mutter. Rava doesn't accept this proof because the walls of the Heichal are made to shelter the inside and not the outside, so in the benefiting from the shade outside it's considered to be shaloh kederach hanah, an unusual benefit and therefore mutter. Amar Rava mina minala. Rava provides two possible sources. First, from the fact that the Braisa says that when repairs had to be made to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the repairman would be lowered in a box so he wouldn't enjoy seeing the walls. So we see that even when the Hanah is unavoidable and you intend to benefit, it's Asr. Abaye rejects that raya because mala asu beis kodesh hakadoshim. That could just be a separate chumrah that they have for the kodesh hakadoshim. Second, from the fact that the brisa says kol umar berech ein v'mishum mi'ila, the benefit of hearing, seeing, and smelling is not a violation of mi'ila. The implication is that it's still asr, presumably for people who are doing the avoda and will unavoidably benefit from the sound, sights, and smells of kachim. That proves that lo efshar v'kamachavim is asr. Abaye rejects that raya because the brisa may not be speaking about people doing the avoda. It might be talking about people who are outside, who could easily avoid the benefit, just move away. Before finishing our discussion of benefiting from Isurei Hanah, the Gemara has a parenthetical discussion about whether Mi'ila is violated when benefiting from the smell, sights, and sounds of Hegdish. Since an explicit brisa says that smelling the Ketores is a violation of Mi'ila, Rav Papa concludes that only Kolu Mare Ein Behem Mishum Mi'ila, benefiting from sounds and sights of Hegdish, which are intangible pleasures, do not constitute Mi'ila, but smells of Hegdish are more substantial, more tangible, and therefore are subject to Mi'ila. What did Bar Kapara mean when he said that smells of Hegdish are not subject to Mi'ila? He was talking about smells after the Ketores were totally burnt, because once it's Nasas Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah was already accomplished, then an item no longer is subject to Mi'ila. L'meimer d'kaleichad Nasas Mitzvah, so inbo mishum Mi'ila. Gemara asks, how can you say that whatever the Mitzvah is already accomplished, the item is no longer subject to Mi'ila? That's not true. Trumas Hadeshen, the ashes removed from the Mizbeach, even after the Mitzvah of removing them is done, is still subject to Mi'ila. So the Gemara answers that we combine Trumas Hadeshen with Egla Rufa, which remains Asr Ba'anai, even after the mitzvah is done, to teach that Shnei Ksum Rabban Kecha, two Pesukim that teach the same Chiddush, they are the exception, they are not the rule. Only in these two cases do we assume the Yisr remains after Nasas Mitzvah, but by Ketores, the Yisr goes away once it's burnt. Even if one were to hold Shnei Ksum Rabban Kecha Malamdin, that we can treat two Pesukim that teach a Chiddush as a reflection of the rule that should be applied elsewhere, the Isra Na from Trumas Desh and Egla Rufa cannot be applied elsewhere because they each have a specific miyud in a Pasuk to limit the Isra Na to those two cases. The Gemara goes back to discussing the issue of Hanah Abalo Bal Karcho and offers two proofs to Rava that Lo Efshar V'Kamachavin is possible. First of all, the Braisa says that if a calf is attached to some cows with the intention that it suckle from its mother and also help in the threshing, it cannot be used for Egla Rufa. Apparently, when it's Lo Efshar V'Kamachavin, unavoidable because it does need to suckle, but you intend to use it for helping in the threshing, we consider it to be a violation of working the animal. So the Gemara rejects that Raya, because Egla Rufa is Ksiv Evid V'Karin and Ubad. The Torah says Avad, but it's read as Ubad. This shows that Ubad Dumya Da Avad. An animal is disqualified whenever the owner is happy about the work that it had done. So as long as the owner is happy that the calf threshed, we consider it as if the owner did work with the animal directly. Second of all, the Braisa forbids spreading out a cloth that you had found when you will be hosting guests, even though the cloth needs to be aired out. Apparently, in a case where Lo Efshar, it's unavoidable because the beggar needs to be spread out, and you intend to benefit from having it out, it's asr. The Gemara rejects that raya because spreading it in front of guests exposes a ta'in hara and it also increases the chance of it being stolen. The Gemara does successfully disprove the first version of Rava's opinion that when it's avoidable and you have no intent to benefit, it's asr based on a salesman who wears shotness to sell clothing, where it would have been possible to hold it on a stick instead of wearing it, and he has no intent to benefit, and the Mishnah still says that it's mutter. So that's the successful disproof of at least the first version of Rava. Tan Rabbanan, Tanur Shisiku Beklipe Arla. The Braisa teaches about using an Isra Anah to heat up an oven. Chadash Yutat, Yashan Yutzan. If the oven is brand new, must be destroyed. If it's old, you could just wait until it cools down before using it. Any bread baked in it, Rebbe would hold his aser, and the Chacham would hold his mutter. Once the Yisrei Hanar are totally burned and turned into coals, everybody agrees that the bread baked afterwards on the coals is mutter. The Daf concludes by asking how the Brisa can say that a new oven where Yisrei Hanar were used for fuel must be destroyed, if a different Brisa said it only must be cooled down. After rejecting the possibility that the first Brisa goes like Rebbe and the second Brisa goes like the Rabbanan, the Gemara leading into the next Daf explores the possibility that the Brisas are arguing in a general Machlokas Rav Elazar Rabbanan whether Zevet Zagorim, when both the permissible and forbidden item combine to contribute something, whether that's mutter or aser.